A major fire at an electrical substation has forced the closure of Heathrow Airport, leading to the cancellation of more than 1,300 flights and causing significant travel disruption. 70 flights to and from Ireland have been cancelled. From Heathrow, our London correspondent Tommy Meskell.
At around 20 past 11 last night, London Fire Brigade were called to a blaze at an electrical substation near Heathrow Airport. Nearby residents, some of whom reported hearing an explosion, were evacuated from the area and the fire has since been contained. However, nearby Heathrow Airport, Europe's busiest, has been forced to close for the day, affecting thousands of passengers. 70 flights to and from Ireland have been impacted, including 34 at Dublin Airport. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said that he's being regularly briefed on the situation. In a statement, London's Metropolitan Police said that there was no indication of foul play, but that it retains an open mind. However, given the location of the electrical substation and the impact it has had on critical infrastructure, the Met's counter-terrorism unit is now leading inquiries due to the specialist resources and capabilities that are required. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, Heathrow Airport.
Israel's defense minister has warned of partial annexation of Gaza if Hamas does not release hostages held in the enclave. Amid a renewed Israeli offensive, aid agencies have warned supplies are dangerously low. Here's Fiona Mitchell of our foreign desk.
Israel's military says it will step up strikes on Gaza and expand ground operations in the enclave as it seeks to pressure Hamas into releasing the remaining Israeli hostages, amid growing concerns about what the resumption of hostilities will mean for the remaining 59 hostages held in Gaza. There have been ongoing protests in Israel. Those protests have been exacerbated by the firing of the head of the Israeli Domestic Security Service, a decision which has been temporarily frozen by Israel's Supreme Court this afternoon, pending further legal submissions. In a letter to ministers, the ousted head of the organisation, Ronen Bar, said the process around his firing was predicated on baseless claims. The UN aid agency UNRWA has warned that the distribution of aid in Gaza is in serious jeopardy, saying that this is currently the longest period since the start of the conflict in which no aid supplies have entered the enclave.
A judge at Limerick Circuit Court has told the hurler Kyle Hayes that he'll avoid a 3-month jail sentence if he is deemed suitable for community service. Judge Dara Hayes suggested he should serve 180 hours unpaid community service in lieu of him revoking 3 months of a suspended sentence for violent disorder. Theresa Mannion reports.
The court heard how in March of last year, Kyle Hayes received a 2-year suspended sentence on 2 counts of violent disorder at a nightclub in Limerick in 2019. Then last September, he was convicted for dangerous driving when he overtook 9 vehicles on the N20 near Mallow at a speed of 155 kilometres per hour. The dangerous driving conviction triggered a Section 99 hearing over whether the original 2-year suspended sentence should be revoked. Judge Dara Hayes said Kyle Hayes was a talented and highly decorated hurler who in no way sought preferential treatment in court on account of his public status. He said counsel for the defence made a reasonable observation that the dangerous driving conviction was of a wholly different character to that of violent disorder. Judge Hayes said that a community service order would be more constructive than a short prison sentence. He set aside a date in April to finalise the case.
The MMA fighter Conor McGregor wants to introduce new evidence in his appeal against the verdict of a jury in a civil court that he raped Nikita Hand at a Dublin hotel. The High Court jury found Mr. McGregor raped Ms. Hand in the Beacon Hotel in Dublin in December 2018 and awarded her nearly €250,000 in damages. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell.
The appeal court heard one of the grounds of Conor McGregor's appeal relates to what Nikita Hand's lawyers called alleged fresh evidence. The court heard 2 new affidavits from 2 named people have been served on Ms. Hand's lawyers by Mr. McGregor's side, but the content of the alleged new material was not outlined. Ms. Hand's lawyers argued the appeal should go ahead on the other grounds filed. These include a challenge to the trial judge's ruling on Mr. McGregor's Garda interviews. Another ground relates to the question the jury had to answer in giving its verdict. But Mr. Justice Seamus Noonan ruled the application to introduce fresh evidence must be heard first. The appellant must satisfy the court the evidence could not have been obtained for use in the original trial and must be credible. Ms Hand's lawyers said the application would be contested. The case will be back in court in early May when a date for a hearing is likely to be set. Mr McGregor's friend James Lawrence, who was found not to have assaulted Ms Hand, is also appealing against the decision not to award him his costs. Orla O'Donnell, RTE News, the Court of Appeal.
Now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO Biofuel-ready Grant Vortex Condensing Boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Showers or longer spells of rain will spread across southern counties early this afternoon and will extend northwards across the country through the afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures 11 to 15 degrees.